You need
ready to start? Doug isn't here. It's 8:32 on the clock, and we will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers and seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public or future and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public other than Galen, I'm guessing he's not going to talk. Yeah. And stuff. And now here's Dave. So, Patty?
On how many we're sending out homesteads today, so that'll be the next thing for the people. Will be February to June 30th is filing time for homestead exemptions.
What if somebody doesn't get one and they think they should have one, then they have to come in or something? Or?
Yeah, we'll have news releases throughout, you know, mostly there'll be a news release when they go out. There'll be a news release before they're due back in. And then we do have the list of the ones that we do send out, so we always call those people if they don't file. You have to take a couple yep. times to get through, because first ones usually they think we're telemarketers and hang up, and then we have to call them.
So in your news releases, you'll go through A through Z of what qualifies you for the homestead?
Well, it's a news release that comes out of the department, but it will say various. We don't go to a great detail because then everybody that might be disabled would come in. So we do say most of those are veterans that are disabled, and then we do a few.
Because we do have more individuals with developmental disabilities that are owning their homes that are moving in that direction. So I want to make sure that whoever is helping them has that opportunity.
Here's the thing with disability. Even a blind person isn't considered 100% disabled, which I think is just... So the disability on the individual is very hard to get. The individual that's a veteran and disabled is a lot. It's got to be through the VA, non-service-connected or service-connected. So the disabilities are somewhat limited on the homestead. Now, you know, I don't know if they're going to bring that up in the legislative session, but there are some things that I sometimes believe should be more inclusive of what the disabilities are, but they're not. So we don't have very many on just disability homestead. We do have quite a few that are veterans that are 100% disabled, and that has to be the key. They have to be 100%. And then our over 65 individuals. But the saddest thing is if you have an individual out there that's not being helped by a caretaker or whatever that doesn't, you know, because I know my staff and a couple of them passed away would actually go to the home to get information because they were homebound and everything, and she happened to know them, so we did that. Dave and I, just a week, when was that, Dave, 2 weeks ago? It was like 0 degrees out. A poor little 90-year-old lady came because she was on jury duty. And, I mean, Dave and I got her in a wheelchair and everything because, I mean, on the coldest day in the world, she was concerned. And so we got her upstairs to sign a form and got her home. But, you know, at all means, these people can call, you know. My mom's 90 and got one, and all I had to do was have her sign it and take it in for her. So, you know, some of that is, and it was very, very cold. It was very cold out that day.
But even if they qualified for the homestead exemption last year, they still have to file again every year.
Every year, and every year their income is looked at. So if you cash IRAs in or do any of that, that will affect their income. And, you know, our office helps with the part with the income, but it's only kind of like, when you go to the income tax people, we only use the information they give us. So then the state goes in with their social security number, and for 3 years they can determine if things, and that's when you see corrections come through, you know. So we try to help them as much as we can, but we're not completely income tax people. We know kind of what to look for, but it's whatever they give to us that we put on that form for them. So, And then the state, those all go to the state for income checks. So, but, yeah. So that's about all I have, unless you guys have any questions on anything. Still working diligently on my farmland value.
Good.
Terry. It's...
But the new evaluations won't come out till May.
Actually, I have to have them set by March 19th. They come out May 31st, yeah.
They have to. You won't mail them until towards the end of May, but you'll set them by March 19th already? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
My abstract has to be into the state by March 19th, and then that goes through the hoops of getting reports and opinions from the property tax administrator. Then it goes to Turk, and then they tell me whether I'm in compliance or not.
Compliance or not.
And the big thing is people need to call me if they have questions, because there's a lot of coffee shop talk. They just need to really talk to me.
I was going to say that the Adams Equalization Board that meets in the cafe, they told me farm values have dropped for selling prices 20 to 26%.
Just up in that area, not down by Odell. Yeah.
And is that true? Right,
darn.
Let me put it this way. From October, when I have to stop, my stuff is October 30th. And so I need to look at the market going forth too now. But October to January, we had two sales in there, $5,500 dry land. And so that's still not down. But we did have some stuff that did go down. You know, if we had to sit there and there's so many variables, you know, irrigated, dry, grass, you know, what? You got to verify these sales. And that's what we've been working really hard on. Ones that I think that the process of verifying them and seeing really... People are a little bit more willing to talk now because they know it's going the other way. So that helps me, because if I have good reason, I can throw a sell out.
Doug Kennedy came at 8:39 on the clock.
8:39,
so,
okay.
So, special finances. The governor's saying they're going to do this income-based approach. Have you seen how that's going to affect things?
I don't know. I guess the thing of it is, Myron may know more about that. What do you think of the income basis?
Well, I don't know enough about it, just other than out at the airport there, he talked about it some, and I've read a little bit about it, and it's going to be phased in. If they would approve it, it'd be like 2 or 3 years before it would ever really be from where we're at over to that different approach. And then part of that is so that they have several years to prepare for that type of a deal. So, you know, that's...
That's the biggest thing, is it's not going to affect 17's value.
No, it will not affect 17. I thought he said it wasn't even going to be affect till 19 or something, 19 or 20.
20, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it anything that, well, first of all, the legislature will have to approve that, you know, and that's any... thing like that, and with their budget and everything else, it depends on how much they will. But it's something that the governor, then he talked at the chamber meeting too and talked about it again, you know, so it's something he's definitely talking with the legislature about and putting out there. So he listed all the states around that use it, and I'd say most of the states use that type of approach now. How all the details are going to be worked out, that's a lot of work by the legislature. Yeah. How that's going to be done.
We're a long ways away from that.
We're a long ways away from it. But, again, I look at it from this perspective. It's another thing out there that they will have something to talk about. Now, whether anything comes of it, you don't know that. But it's something that I like the fact that he put something out there to have them, you know, available to discuss and look at that approach now. They may change it or may do something different with it or whatever. I don't know. But at least the discussion's still out there, that part. So it's better than 10 different ones from 10 different senators. Not picking on the senators, but it is. It's something to go by.
You are picking on the senators.
Well, I was picking on the senators, but then you have to pull 10 of them into one. And here the governor kind of came with one. And I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it ends up and stuff. So.
There is some openings if anybody wants to be an assessor in Kearney. That guy just quit a couple weeks ago, right in the middle of everything. So, We got letters for the certificate holders, so if anybody wants to expand their... You should try that, Terry.
J-U-R-G-E-N-O.
I want to see if you'd end up in front of Turk.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'll go with him.
No, I'm just
he could take
Turk.
His experience.
I do have a comment to make. There's a reason Odell was an Indian reservation until the late 1800s.
There was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Glenwood Goldfields. That's
Golden oil.
Anything else?
Yep.
Anybody else? Anything? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:42 on the clock.